Welcome back to the OU Nachyomi Project and our series on Divrei Hayamim Bet. In today's show, we study Perek Bet, Chapter 2. Shlomo is now about to undertake the actual building of the Beit HaMikdash. To do that, he needs a lot of workers. This opening pasuk of the Perek is better understood in light of the final pasuk of the Perek, where we see that he counted up all the foreigners in the land, and he used them as his main workforce in order to get the hard labor done. Vayispor Shlomo 70 elef ish sabal, u'shmonim elef ish chotzei bahar, 70,000 Issabal. An Issabal is referred to as a basket carrier. Not that they're carrying baskets, but inside those baskets, they carry the rocks. We're going to have to quarry a lot of stones, and therefore there's 80,000 Ischotze Bahar. There'll be 80,000 men to quarry stones to bring them to Yerushalayim. And those stones that they quarry will be carried by the 70,000 basket carriers, the Anshei Sabal. In modern day Hebrew as well, a mover is called a Sabal. Now with 150,000 workers, we need people to administrate them and organize this work. The men supervising that work were 3,600. The purpose of knowing these numbers is simply to give the reader the impression of how massive a building project Shlomo is about to undertake. Pasuk Bet. Vayishlach Shlomo el Churam melech Tzor lemor, kasher asita im David avi, vatishlach lo arazim, livnot lo bayit leshevet bo. Shlomo now turns to the king of Lebanon, Huram, the king of Tsar, the same king who David had earlier turned to help him import cedar wood in order that David could build his palace. Now Shlomo is turning to the same king to import even more wood to build not only a palace for Shlomo, but also the house for God. The two main building materials that are necessary to build the Beit HaMikdash will be the stones, and therefore, first Shlomo is going to commission a lot of men to quarry stones, and now he needs the wood. The Atzei Arazim, the cedar wood, is going to be necessary to build the roofs. In his letter to Hiram, the king of Tzor, he writes as follows, Pasuk Gimel. Hine ani boneh bayit l'shem Adonai Elohai. Behold, I am building now a house for the name of Hashem, my God. Lakdish lo, in order to sanctify him. Laktir lefanav ktoret samim, in order to offer in front of him the ktoret. Umarechet tamid ve'olot laboker ve'la'erev. And the regular korban tamid, the burnt offering that's brought every evening and every morning. L'shabbatot v'l'chodeshim l'modei Adonai Eloheinu, and also the korbanot tzibur, which are brought every Shabbat and every Rosh Chodesh, and on the holidays. Here he's obviously referring to the korbanot in Parshat Pinchas, in Bamidbar chapter 28 and 29. U'lo'olam zot a Yisrael. And this is not something new, this is something we've been doing all along for Israel. These korbanot have been brought up until now in the Mishkan, in Shiloh, and Nov and Givon. Now we're going to build a permanent house for God to continue this regular sacrificial rite to our God. But Shlomo seems to be explaining to Hiram, this is a very ancient and important custom. We want to continue it, but now we want to do it with much more grandeur in a house that we're going to build with your assistance. Pasuk Dalet, Ba'bayit asher ani boneh gadol. The plans are for it to be very big. Ki gadol Eloheinu mikol Elohim. It must be big because our God is greater than any other God. Umi yatzar koach livnot lo bayit, ki ha-shamayim u'shmei ha-shamayim lo yichakoluhu. But who am I, who is anyone, who thinks that they can build a house for God? Because even the heavens and the heavens above the heavens can't contain God because he's so great. Umi ani asher evne lo bayit. And who am I to build a house for God? Kim laktir lefanav. I'm not going to build an actual house for God. He's too great. I'm simply going to build a house that represents God in order to offer sacrifices in front of him. Now with that background, Shlomo is going to place his order with the king of Lebanon. Vata, now. Shlach li ish chacham, lasot bezahav uvakesef uvanchoshet uvabarzel. Now send me a wise man, or a craftsman, who knows how to work with gold and silver and copper, uvabarzel and with iron, uvar gavan v'charmil utchelet, and knows how to dye yarn with the different colors. Argavan is like argaman, a purple, carmel is crimson, tchelet is a royal blue, v'yodeh lefatech pituchim, also an expert who knows how to engrave and design the stones and the metal. Ima chachamim asher imi b'Yehuda of Yerushalayim. Together with the experts who are with me in Yehuda and in Yerushalayim, who also know how to do this work, asherachim David avi, those prepared by my father David, I want an expert who can help guide them and direct them to make sure they do as nice a job as possible. We see from here that David had already prepared experts, as we saw in Divrei Hayamim Aleph, to get the construction of the Beit HaMikdash completed. Shlomo wants to do even a better job than David originally intended, and he's going to commission now world experts from Lebanon who can teach the experts in Yerushalayim how to build at the highest level possible to make God's house look as impressive as possible. In addition, with the experts, we also need building materials. Therefore, he's going to also commission a large amount of lumber. Pasuk Zayin, Ushlach li atzei arazim brushim ve'algumim me'alavanon. Also send me cedar wood and cypress wood and algum wood from Lebanon. Ki ani adati, because I know, asher avadecha yodim likrot atzei Lebanon, that your servants are experts in cutting down trees in Lebanon. V'nei avadayim avadecha, and I know it's a lot of work, therefore I'm going to send my servants to help your servants. You're the experts in wood chopping. I'm going to send my men with you, and together they'll be able to supply all the wood necessary to build the house for God. Recall, as we explained before, in order to build a large palace, you need a very long beam to make the expanse of the roof big enough. In Israel, the largest tree is the sycamore tree, the shikma. The Erez, the cedar of Lebanon, grows much taller and higher and stronger. Therefore, if you want to make a big roof and a big palace, you need to import cedar wood from Lebanon. Shlomo has lots of building projects. Therefore, he's going to commission a very large amount of cedar wood, and he's going to have it shipped from Lebanon, as we'll see, all the way to the port of Yafo, and from there it will be brought by foot to Yerushalayim. Pasuk Tet, V'nei lachotfim l'chortei ha'itzim, natati chitim makot la'avadecha. And now, for the woodchoppers who are going to be doing all this work, I'm sending the food. I'm sending ground grain for your servants. Now we're going to see how much grain is being sent for all those workers. Korim esrim elef, 20,000 kor. A kor is a dry measure, equivalent to about 250 to 300 liters of dry weight. Usorim korim esrim elef, and also barley, 20,000 kor. V'yayin batim esrim elef, and large amounts of wine, 20,000 bait, which is the largest liquid measure. V'shemen batim esrim elef, and also a very large amount of oil, 20,000 bites of oil. Pasuk Yud. Vayomer Churam Melech Tzor Bichtav. Now we're going to hear the answer that King of Lebanon, Churam, the King of Tzor, sends back to Shlomo. He sends this in writing. Vayishlach al Shlomo, Bavat Adonai et Amo, Detancha Alehem Melech. In his opening line, he responds in a very nice way. The reason why you're king is because God loves his people, and in that love for his people, he appointed you the king. V'emr Churam. Churam said as follows in this letter. Baruch Adonai Elohei Yisrael, blessed be the God of Israel, asher asat ha-shamayim v'ta'aretz, the God who made the heavens and the earth, asher natan le-David ha-melech ben chacham, blessed be your God, because he gave King David, his previous friend, a son who's wise, yodeh secha u-bina, asher yivneh bait l'Adonai, u-bait l'machuto. An intelligent son with understanding who desires to build a house for God and a palace for his kingdom. V'yata, and now in response to your letter, shalachti ish chacham yodea bina l'churam avi. Now I'm sending a wise man, as you requested. His name, like the king's name, is also Churam, and the second name, Avi, is not quite clear what it means, but Avi must be his nickname, or like he's the daddy or the father of all craftsmen. He's like the expert. Ben isha min benot dan. He's a son of a woman from the daughters of Dan. Aviv is Tzori, and his father is from the city of Tzor. It's not clear whether this expert craftsman is Jewish or not. His mother for sure seems to be Jewish. She's from the tribe of Dan. And his father is a man from Tzor. This could either be the result of a mixed marriage, or it could be that his father, the way Chazal understood, was a man who once lived in Naphtali, or in Dan, and moved for work to the city of Tzor. Recall that Tzor, even though it's in Lebanon, it's right on the border with the tribe of Asher and Naphtali in the northern part of Israel. So it could be that a Jew living up north had moved to Tzor for business. Either way, this man, named Churam, yodea lasot bezahav uvakesef banchoshet bebarzel, bavanim uveitzim. This man is an expert in working with metal, with gold, silver, copper, iron, with stones, and with wood. Bargaman batchelet ubabutz uvakarmil. He's also an expert with the different colors, with purple and blue and scarlet and crimson. Ulefatech kol pituach. He's also an expert in engraving. Velachshov kol machashavet. We call that nowadays an architect who knows how to plan ahead of time. Asher naten lo im chachamecha v'chachmei Adoni David avicha. He will be able to give advice to your wise men and all the wise men and experts that David, your father, had already prepared for this work. V'yata, and now, hachitim v'asorim v'ashemen v'hayayin asher amar Adoni yishalach l'avadav. And now, all the food which you promised, that you can send to these servants who are going to do this work. That included the wheat and the barley and the oil and the wine, which you promised to send. Please do that, as you said you would. V'anachnu, we on our side, nichrot etzim min halavanon, we'll cut down the trees from Lebanon, kechot tzarkecha, as much as you need, Unvi'em lecha raf sodot al yam yafo. And we're going to bring them to you by a raf soda, where we connect a lot of logs together and make a very primitive ship. And by doing so, we're going to float all this wood by sea to the port in Yafo. V'ata tala utam liYerushalayim. And then you'll be able to bring them from Yafo to Yerushalayim. In other words, instead of transporting them by hand all the way from the Lebanon down to Yerushalayim, they're going to be transported by sea from the area of Lebanon, from Tzor, a little north of Rosh HaNikra, all the way down to Yafo. And from the port in Yafo, they'll be brought by land to Yerushalayim. Pasuk Tetzayin returns to the topic that we mentioned in the beginning of our chapter, but now with a little more detail. Vayispor Shlomo kol anashim hagerim asher be'eretz Yisrael. Shlomo did a census of all the foreigners living in Israel. Acharei hasfar asher safaram David aviv. After David, his father, had counted them earlier, Shlomo is going to count them again. Vayimatzu 150,000 u'shoshtalafim v'sheshmot. We found a total of 153,600. Like we mentioned before, 70,000 of them were employed as basket carriers to carry the stones and the wood. And 80,000 men to quarry the stones. And 3,600 supervisors to oversee all this work. Now that all the building materials have been commissioned, and the workers are all ready, and the experts are preparing all the plans, in chapter 3, Shlomo will begin the actual construction of the Beit HaMikdash.